Katrina Ruan contacted the program this morning, the Sinn Féin MLA, a former professional tennis player. So at least, Katrina, you've actually lifted a racket in anger. What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, this is an argument about equality, and women deserve equality. And I'm just thinking of the times that I trained in England full time. I trained just as hard as any of the men on the squad with me. At weekends, I took a boat over to France. I played tournaments in France, came back on a Sunday night and back to my squad on Monday morning, doing the exact same running, physical training and practice.
And it's an easy stone to throw at the women's players, in that you only play three sets compared to the men. I mean, what about the argument where many of the women certainly would be fit enough, because of the point you've made that they do as much training, they would be more than capable of playing five sets if they had to?
Well, of course many of the women would, and a lot of the women are very, very skilled players. And I have to say, it's easy for Suzanne to sit there and condemn women players. But, I mean, I've watched some of the most superb. I was on the circuit in Czechoslovakia at the time, in Berlin and various countries. And Hanna Mandlikova, I mean, anyone who says that woman wasn't a dream to watch, she was such a skilled player. The Venus, the Serena and Venus, the Williams sisters, and also Martina Navratilova.
So if you got a phone call, Katrina, and there was a very special phone call, and it was to say that there was a very special meeting of all Sinn Féin MLAs, and it had to take place on the day of either the women's final or the men's final, which one would you sacrifice?
Well, I mean, I believe in equality, so let's have both. And I have the same argument with the GAA. I mean, the GAA, we need equality for women's sports.
But cutting to the chase, which final would you rather watch?
Oh, I'd much rather watch the women's final, because precisely for the reasons, I love serve volley, but often the men's game has just become, you know, banging the serve in and not returning the serve. The women's game, in my opinion, is a much, much better game. I recognise people have different preferences. Oh, you know, it's the same in any sport, but what we do not need is women columnists putting down women's sports and women's athletes.
Suzanne Breen, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Indeed. Well, Katrina mustn't have been watching the same Wimbledon tournaments in years that I've been watching. She mustn't have been looking at the same TV, because certainly
you could not. I was there playing in it.
Novak Djokovic. You could not compare Novak Djokovic to Maria Sharapova.
They're
chalk and cheese. There are sports, like, for example, in horse racing, where there are fabulous female jockeys, and there is very, very little difference between the women and the men. Kitty Walsh, Mina Carberry, they compete with men the same level.
Only a minute to go. I want to give Kate a chance before.
Unlike women tennis players.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. You made the point, Kate. The last minute to you, Kate, before we go.
Well, here's the answer. I would rather watch the women's final than the men's final, not because of any.
Let her finish. You had a good go at it, Suzanne.
When I watch the women's final, Stephen, I think that could be me. That could be my daughter, because it's much more inspiring to young women to see women playing tennis. And for that reason, and that reason alone, we have to have quality, and we have to hold up these female role models who work incredibly hard and celebrate the incredible achievements they've made, and not undermine them with this petty, bickering from somebody who doesn't even play tennis or evidently know anything about it.
Okie doke. Thank you very much. We'll park that one there. I think the rain stopped play. Would you rather watch the men's final or the women's final at Wimbledon? Let's go with that one for the last half hour.